Yeah, this is Fatback Collard Greens Benson, and you're tuned in to KDNK, community radio through the Roaring Fork Valley, coming through you live from Carbondale, Colorado. Ma'am, can I get some more lemonade in my glass, please? Thank you. You're too kind, like them folks at the radio station. Yeah.
Yo, Fathead, this one's for you.
Thanks. Caught you looking for the same thing. It's a new thing. Check out this I bring. Uh-oh, the road below the level, cause I'm living low next to the base.
Come on!
Turn up the radio.
My name is Skip Nast, and I've been involved with KDNK since 1991. Met Greg Fatty Benson, as we call them, about 1995, I think it was, and I just remember being blown away by this young kid from San Francisco who came in, and he had his own style, which was different from everybody else. He had his trademark ID that he did.
KDNK!
Which really blew our minds. Just an amazing force to be reckoned with creatively and also as a friend. He had a huge influence on creative ideas and creative forces in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond.
Yo, haters rapping to me, they want to get some, but I'm fat egg. Yo, you know the outcome, another victory. Set your DC date because I'm history.
I want to say what's up to Miss Ginger Schnappola family and everybody up and down the valley, and the Davises, the Pardos, the Williams, the Jacksons, everybody from A to Z who pretty much, like Dr. Dre will say, this is down for the since day one.
Well, my name is Kevin Mackey. Greg Benson was my uncle. I thank everyone for your support. I just ask that the community see that this is a hard, tragic time and moment for Greg and our family, as well as the people who knew Greg.
I remember Fathead at Mountain Fair at the Oasis with the kids doing the beatbox behind them, doing their raps and really encouraging them, and just a great guy to hang around with. Always smiling, always had a nice word for you. Wherever he's at, I hope he's resting at ease.
Check, 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 check. 1, 2, 1, 2. If there was one thing Fathead was not, was a hater. He got down on the mic and the crossfader. So much love and good energy he always brought to the table. The type of guy that would give someone down on their luck a few dollars if he was able. Always stayed with a few jokes and a smile on his face. A true friend with open arms to embrace. You probably heard him right here on your radio waves. All the way from the Golden Gate to the Rocky Mountain State. He was hip-hop. He embodied the culture. Not for monetary gain, fame, and fortune. For the love of it, which is the most important. And more important than that is being a good person, a caring person, a compassionate and loving person. And anyone who's ever had the pleasure of spending time with Greg would tell you he was one of those types. One of the rare people who was genuine and real. In other words, he was true. I'm lucky to have had a friend such like you. You don't get many in life. Your spirit shines so bright, it'll light up the sky at night. Thank you, Greg, DJ Fathead Benson. You treated everyone you met like family, because you were the man. Peace, love, and hair grease to you and the fam. Love you, Fatty. Ism.
You know, if I could give you a big fat kiss, I'll do it right now. Matter of fact, screw it. I'm going to do it anyway. Mwah!
Well said, sir. I'm just a quivering Colorado white boy, so hip-hop always scared me. I didn't understand ghetto rage. I didn't practice any swagger. The bling to me was tarnished. Crack and heroin were not my drugs. And why were they talking so fast? Well, when I saw a few young locals trying to b-boy their way to some kind of credibility that I couldn't give them, that I didn't need or understand, and, well, I guess I just stopped paying attention. It just wasn't my generation. What I needed was the right person to turn me on to its grace and redemption, two qualities which I vaguely sensed were there but didn't really know how to find. So how lucky was I to have a young black man from the Bay Area land in our valley and on KDNK's airwaves like Greg Benson? DJ Fathead's life was so different than mine, but he was a magnet for me in a way that I'd never expected. I'll never forget the first time I heard that amazing sing-song blast of a KDNK ID.
And he says, KDNK!
Here was something different, something exuberant, something big-hearted. If you've ever talked into a live microphone, you know how utterly unself-conscious you have to be in order to do what you just heard. In that way, he was like a child. In that way, he erased my own personal fear of black people and their hip-hop. Here was a happy man with a big heart whose power and grace was an unfettered sharing of his human joy. One of the many beautiful things about DJ Fathead was that he got KDNK right away. He didn't have to be cajoled or convinced that we were better than sliced white bread. No, he dove right in and he became a part of our community with the first hip-hop show in the Roaring Fork Valley. To hear him at work, or should I say at play, was to hear a soaring human spirit that didn't care what color your skin was or who you voted for or what football team you cheered or what music you liked. Greg Benson maybe could have been and probably wanted to be a stand-up star or a rapper with a long string of pearls. Instead, the universe brought him to the Roaring Fork Valley and to the KDNK family waiting for him here with open arms. He showed me that my ideas of black men were simply not true. And I hope that I showed him that hippies, old hippies, might be different than he thought they were. Greg and I bonded over hoops. We both loved the Golden State Warriors, but we could never breach that 49ers-Broncos divide. I trash-talked with DJ Fathead more than anyone I ever have in my life. It seemed completely natural and was often hilarious. The guy was a walking joke, and I always laughed around him. And here's the thing. He almost always called me Mr. Nestler, the only one, really, who did. For the longest time, I thought he was maybe being ironic or even jocular. Since Fatty has passed, though, I've realized that there wasn't one ironic bone in his body. He sincerely respected me as an elder, and that meant a lot to me. It still does. He was a raised right man. Greg Benson, DJ Fathead, we loved you well, and I know you knew it. Thanks for being here, bro. Please enjoy these little snippets of DJ Fathead combed from the KDNK archives.
Message.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting here with this highlight pen. Hey, it matches my teeth complexion. Anyway, I'd like to thank DJ for Java Jazz.
Give it up.
Round of applause. Hi, what's going on, y'all? This is DJ Fathead. This is SOL. No, not that SOL. Someone's listening, laughing. Some old loser. Out of luck. Yeah. It's been like an interesting week. But what am I supposed to think if I walk into a room and I see like a big bag of candy canes and they're all smashed? It's like somebody just threw them on the floor and just like, I hate candy canes. I hate candy canes. I hate candy canes. Same person probably be going around trying to, you know, stomp on flowers. I hate flowers. I hate flowers. And I guarantee it is those people will be having rainbows running from them and everybody else and everybody else mama. Fire hydrants, dogs, cats, take your pick. They'll be running. Anyway, it's a little after 10. It's like about 10:04 Colorado time. This is KDNK going into the 21st semester being here at the air with KDNK. I want to say what's up to Miss Ginger Schnapp, Ola. Happy New Year to you and the family and everybody up and down the valley and all the Davises, the Pardos, the Williams, the Jacksons, everybody from A to Z who pretty much, like Dr. Dre will say, this is down for the since day one. But you don't have to welcome the death row. More like the KDNK. Can I get a witness at the fire? I'm first, I just want to just jump up, just go do 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 do. Anyway, I'm gonna get up off this microphone before I pretty much talk somebody's ear off, and I don't want to do that. How about if I just play music, start that over, and just say this: Welcome to KDNK, better than good, and sometimes been great, sometimes great. Since 1983. What was you doing in 1983?
I was in junior high school.
If there's a fine memory you could pick from the summer of 1983, what will it be? And I'll answer that same question.
I don't even know what I was doing. I mean, I was just a kid. I was like 14 or something.
Okay. 1983.
Hanging out, you know.
Yep. You know, kid.
We had a pool and just, you know, having a good time.
Right. I can honestly say this. In the year of 1983, I went to a camp called Woodleaf. Camp Woodleaf, and it was, wow, it wasn't like no, you know, pitching tents and cooking, you know, campfire. It was more like one of those camps that you see, you know, sure, if like rich kids went to them. And that wasn't rich. It was just different. It was like nothing was outside. I mean, it was outside, but, you know, riding motorcycles and horses, you got to be outside to do that. But it wasn't like your typical camping camp. Typical traditional camping experience, y'all. That's what I pretty much remember about 1983.
It was fun. You loved it.
Yes. First time I rode a dirt bike and first time I ate blah, too. Wow.
Ate what?
Blah.
What's blah?
Well, that's like me just using a sensor. And I'm not going to go beep.
What did you eat?
I was the first time I got on a dirt bike, a motor dirt bike.
Oh,
I ended up doing over the handlebars and pretty much, you know, landed on a pile of gravel. Yeah.
Ow.
I didn't get hurt. I was more stuck. I was like stoked and psyched, and I got on it and I didn't fall off of it again. At least not that day. But anyway.
I think helmets are sexy.
Yeah. Helmets are safety, and you say sexy?
Yeah.
I don't know
what it is about it. I don't know.
It's also a thing called safety, too. I mean,
exactly.
I mean, I'm not riding a bike or a motorcycle if I don't have a big Hogan's Hero helmet on, you know, with the spike coming up, or maybe just the fist coming up, or
it'll save your life.
Yep, definitely. Or, you know, horns or something, or, you know, little, Nerf mallets or something.
We're all spacesuit.
Both of those clown hair. Yep, spacesuit or something. Marvin the Martian.
It's like a big bubble, you know, when you do fall. No.
Oh yeah, it looked like a big old clear gumball, and you look like a big old gumball machine, and there's nothing in it but your head is surrounded by this big old helmet that's a big old 1957 astronaut helmet, clear. Anyway, let me get off the 1956 astronaut helmet that looked like a big old empty gumball with your head in it. Been going on about that for not a second. And of course, that was Michael Jackson, a.k.a. the King of Pop. R.I.P. MJ. Before that, I played some Still by the Commodores. And I played Bill Withers' Use Me Up. Michael Jackson. Papa Joe Jackson. You know, he was in the news recently. I don't know how recently this story that I saw, but Papa Joe Jackson allegedly, or from what I read, I guess he when was in Brazil getting his party on with young Brazilian women and had three strokes and a heart attack and some Viagra. You know, I don't know how old Papa Joe Jackson is, but remember, this is the father of, like, you know, a great family of musicians and singers who the world knows, you know, Michael and Janet and every now and then LaToya and Randy and Tito.
Michael Jackson's birthday is this month, well, August.
Hmm.
He would have been what?
50-something or 60?
Yeah.
I mean.
So dad's got to be at least, and he's the youngest.
Yep.
So.
Papa Joe Jackson got to be like in his 80s. Thinking, yeah. Man, he can't be sitting up there doing that Papa Joe Jackson, man.
He's lucky he didn't
get
over right there.
Running around chasing PYTs. Pretty young things in PYTs. Boot young things. Probably was up there dating some PYTs who were Brazilian women who was by the name of Billie Jean and Dirty Diana. Like I said, it was PYTs. Pretty young things. Wonder how young. I wonder did they know their ABCs. If not, they just off the wall. Might want to stop till you get enough. Because that's really, really bad. Just think if you would have passed away, Mr. Papa Joe Jackson, I would have been a thriller. They're working day and night. Probably just pretty much should have just hopped in the Chevy and just beat it. And then looked at the man in the mirror.
Just enjoy yourself, buddy.
Yeah. There you go. Enjoy yourself. Not at the Heartbreak Hotel. So, you know what I mean? I mean, come on, Papa Joe Jackson. Keep playing it simple and just enjoy your wealth.
And your wife.
Yes. And your grandkids. Jeez. Please, chill out. Anyway,
love you, though.
Yep. For sure. True. Love you like, anyway, it was pretty much just one of the... Pretty much was Suge Knight before Suge Knight was Suge Knight anyway when it came to the kids and the music. Anyway, let's get back into some more music. You don't have anything sure. You want to add with that, Ms. DJ Parade?
You said it all, buddy.
Okay. All right. All right. If I said it all, if you said so, fine. Let's do this then. See what we got queued up. Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
What?
Oh, I'm grabbing the wrong one.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you can't be grabbing the wrong one because that ain't going to work. If I'm going to be like, wait, why this ain't playing? This is why it's not playing because I was grabbing the wrong one, but this is the right one. KD and K. Community Radio. Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, and Roaring Fork Valley and way beyond. And if you got a computer... www.kdnk. Move with me, everybody. KDNK. Raise the roof, hey, you say it, just go KDNK. Act the fool. KDNK. Don't dance, because I'm going to do that. KDNK. 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 Carbon and Lane. KDNK. Everybody. KDNK. It's funny in your mouth. KDNK. Since 1983. Woo. Anyway, yeah, that was I Feel Love by Donna Summer. And before that, I played some Green Eyed Lady. That was a remix. Played some Atomic Dog by George Clinton. Not Bill. Not George. And please don't be so dumb enough that you think that they're related. Because I don't think George Clinton and Bill Clinton is related. Last time I checked, I mean... I mean, both
probably
of them kind of...
Probably not.
Yeah, I mean, if they do, it's like probably because they both kind of got like that little, like that swag and that soul, you know, on them. Because Bill Clinton, brother man, did throw on a pair of glasses and play the sax on San Diego way back in the days. But does that mean that he has soul? He was the president.
He did, didn't he play the trumpet or something?
No, he played the saxophone.
Oh, nice. Up there, right?
They're rocking out like he was in a House of Blues, you know. Like, who? Oh, that's the dude running for president?
That's still better than Trump, though. Seriously. No, I'm just kidding.
Why?
Trump,
Trump needs to slow his roll because he's talking about beating up people from BLM. And that's kind of like, yo, man, really? Maybe you should return to WWE like you did a couple of years ago. And, you know, you pretty much had Bobby Lashley in your corner and McMahon had you, Umaga in his corner and... Put your hair up and, you know, hair versus hair match. I'll put my hair up. I'll go up and get you, Mr. Trump. Hair versus hair. Whoever loses, they lose their hair. I got a lot of confidence. I ain't going to lose my hair because it's a little bit of what I got left to lose. It's kind of like, no problem. No problem at all. What was I talking about before that?
Donna Summer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Donna Summer. I was reading up on what I played. George Clinton, the bridge of Clinton, George, the bridge is over by Boogie Down Productions. Must respect to KRS-One. And of course, the Boogie Down Productions BDP Upside Down remix. And Got to Be Real by Cheryl Lynn. The Commissar by Falco. I'll say that right. If not, okay, anyway. Michael Jackson did Beat It.
The French version.
That was the French version. I thought it was
the real one.
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute. I'm hearing this backwards, or is this in another language? Hold on. Let me rewind that. Nah, I didn't rewind it. Anyway, Still by the Commodores and Use Me Up by Bill Withers. I don't even know what I have queued up. Oh, I do. I have something that a coworker gave me. Check this out. I ain't going to play the whole thing, but I'm going to play some of it, okay?
Actually, sir, I think we prefer to go with the Bizarre and Risky. It's worked for us so far.
It's a whole lot of years, you know, since 1983, KDNK been standing. It's upon the tiles in the Dinko building. Moved over here, you know, a whole lot of years ago. I forgot what year it was, but it was like, wow, the transition. But, you know, doing it for so long and just being a part of KDNK and just talking to other DJs when I see them, if they have the time, choose to have the time to chat, just talk about the history, DJs that came and went, you know. And believe me, just because the DJs went don't mean that they did not leave an impression, because God, whoo, talking about an all-star lineup from just all of the DJs from 1983 until now. And the ones that are not here, hope y'all listening. Much respect and love to y'all. Y'all know who y'all is. And to the ones that are still here, when I decided to jump aboard of the KDNK Express.
Gone, but certainly not forgotten. Peace and hair grease, DJ Fathead. We loved you well because you loved us so well. Thank you for the very great privilege of knowing you. By the way, if you go into any Alpine Bank in the region and mention the Greg Benson Memorial Fund, you can make a donation that will help Greg's family. Also, on Monday evening at 5 p.m. at the Glenwood Adventure Park, there will be a lighthearted memorial service honoring Greg's life. It's recommended that you board the tram to the top between 3 and 4, and if, again, you mention Greg Benson, you'll get a free ride on the tram. And after the service at the Glenwood Brew Garden on 6th Street, just down the block from the Hotel Colorado, there will be a fundraising event for the family. And if you missed any part of this tribute, look for it in about an hour at kdnk.org. Thanks for listening, and please remember to go out there and express yourself.